This podcast is brought to you by Focus Camera, located at 895 McDonald Avenue. Visit focuscamera.com.
You're now listening to The Nosh with your host, the Kosher Guru.
And we're back to another fantastic, I use another word aside from amazing, episode of The Nosh with your host, Team Kosher Guru. I'm your host, Kosher Guru, and this is...
Yossi, hi, nice to meet you.
Yossi Spielberg Axelrod. And we are in Brooklyn, way below in a deep, deep bunker, recording our radio show podcast here for everyone to enjoy. This is our post-Rosh Hashanah, pre-Sukkot, actually post-Yom Kippur also because it'll be on Thursday evening, post Yom Kippur podcast, just in time for a holiday season. Shana Tova, everybody. A good Gebench Dior. Happy New Year!
And Chag Sameach coming up.
Chag Sameach. Yes. Moadim l'simcha. Unfortunately, we are recording this, fortunately, we are recording this before Yom Kippur, as it's a very, very hectic schedule, so we can get it all edited and to the radio station to be aired. Then, of course, it goes on to our podcasts, which I hope you have all subscribed and follow on our Apple iTunes channel and Google Play channel.
I subscribe to both.
I'm sure you do, because you actually take care of both channels, so you know. Today I woke up and I thought it was going to be an amazing day, and I truly thought I'm going to be rocking out the day and having an awesome day. We did get a lot accomplished today, but we woke up to a big, big, shocking shock, like a punch in the face of Klal Yisrael, a big sting from the news out of Eretz Yisrael that a true, true, I'm going to call him a Godol Hador. He really was and a true lion and believer and protector of all of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Unfortunately, Ari Fuld has been murdered. Ari Fuld was a real advocate for all of Klal Yisrael, for all of Jews, and for all of Israel. He lived in Efrat, and he was shopping by by Rami Levy, that's Kikar. What's it called? The junction over there,
right.
Gush Etzion. The junction by Gush Etzion, right. Over there, and a young kid, it looked like he was following him. If you're asking me, I feel that it was a targeted attack. Stabbed him from behind. Cowardly stabbed him from behind, and Ari chased him, was able to shoot him, and I believe they apprehended them, the attacker right away. And unfortunately, Ari later that morning succumbed to his wounds, and waking up to that news is just crazy. And I feel, although we are more of a kosher food and kosher show, my relationship with Ari and the Fuld family goes back many, many years, and we just had to discuss it and send our condolences and our sympathies not only to the Fuld family but to all of Eretz Yisrael for what has happened. Even Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made a whole big post today on social media, which is crazy.
Yeah, it's, you know, this affects everybody. You know, this affects the entire, all of us, Klal Yisrael. You know, if you watch any of his videos, that's how I know of Ari. You know, I feel I know him because you watch, you know, a lot of his videos.
I don't know if you actually, which videos you saw, but every Arab Shabbos, he would do a live video of him cooking, you know, a pargiyot, a grilled chicken, and talking about Torah and giving a little Dvar Torah, Parsha Shavua, from his Marpeset in Efrat. This is the kind of person
he's
very
involved with. If you see, I just saw a video where he went around to Chayilim, putting these little, like, neck air conditioners, he gave them out because it was like 100 degrees.
So speaking about that, he was one of the co-people. I met with the person who started the organization, but he was now became the face of it and the fundraiser for it and running it 24/7. I forgot the exact name of the organization, but that he ran. And when I was with my family in Israel 4 years ago for my son's, we actually went for my brother's wedding, but we went for my son's Bar Mitzvah Chesed project as well, we went a little bit earlier. We raised thousands of dollars for his organization that he's involved with, and it was in the middle of the winter, and he took us in the nighttime to go with this truck and this like little kitchen attached to it to an army base right next to Kiryat Arba. We grilled up, you know, hot dogs, frankfurters. They weren't Mule Mart hot dogs like, you know, you're wearing on your shirt right now, but they were Israeli frankfurters. that we gave out to all the soldiers. I made a post, of pictures, and we raised money. We gave out gloves. These were winter gloves that the Army doesn't give everybody. Everyone has winter gloves. Mm-hmm. And it was approved by the Army where your trigger finger, it comes off. So your trigger finger come out,
wow.
and it keeps it warm or it comes out. All part of this glove that was approved by the IDF. And we gave out hundreds and hundreds of gloves to all these soldiers, Chayalim, on the Army base there. And I remember that night like it was yesterday. And that was my experience in Israel. I grew up with the Fuld family, with Ari and his parents. Rabbi Yonah Fuld was the principal for many years of SER Academy in Riverdale and lived in Hillcrest, Queens, where I grew up before they made Aliyah. I used to spend many Shabbosim in their house having Shabbos meals and playing with all of his siblings. And Hillel and I were good friends growing up. And it was just a, you know, crazy, crazy day to wake up to.
Yeah, my nephew we put into the family chat. Excuse me, of Ari, you know, at my nephew's army base, picture of Ari. It looks like Ari took it because it's a selfie picture, you know, with my nephew. It's, wow, sad.
Very, very sad day. So, you know, my sympathies and go out to Baruch Dayan Emes. My sympathies are to the entire full family, entire cult of Klal Yisrael, that we truly, truly lost a lion. And with that being said, we're going to go into the rest of the show, but we just had to start off with giving something to Ari Fuld and saying thank you for all of you've done for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. We also just celebrated Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah was amazing. It was a lot of fun. Why was it so much fun? Because we went to Uman. We actually didn't really go to Uman, but what did we do?
We got detoured on the way to Uman, and we ended up going to Times Square.
That wasn't Uman.
As we learned.
We should have used the perfect travel to get us to Uman.
As we learned. From, you know, Minnie Mouse.
Spider-Man,
Batman. You know, we learned that we were not in Uman. And from the security guard. I think we will be releasing actually the full video with that security guard.
That was awesome.
You don't... many people have asked me, like, oh, this is staged. You've clearly staged with the video guard. And I'm like, nah, this is honest to God, this is how it happened. You know, and, you know, I think we need to be releasing
that. No, we need thing. To... We need to release that video.
Yeah.
It was not staged whatsoever. It was a great, great video. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on our Facebook page, of course, our YouTube channel, where everyone knows how to follow us and reach us on Kosher Guru. But it was a lot of fun. I was up at Honors Haven in Ellenville, New York, with Yossi Zablocki and Destination Chris Rosh Hashanah, having delicious items cooked by Chef Lam. Where were you, Rosh Hashanah? What did you eat?
I was home.
Home in Marine Park, Brooklyn, New York.
I was here. We ate out the meals. It was great.
Above our bunker. Our bunker actually used to be an accountant's office. Now it's our bunker. but you had awesome meals and you were cooking and going away.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah, we enjoyed. You know, it's time to spend with the family. And it was a very nice hug.
Sukkot time, what are you doing?
I'm home. Oh, yeah, the in-laws move in. We're having a lot of people coming over.
When you say the in-laws move in, do you mean like they open up another accounting office or they just move in?
Yeah, no, my in-laws, we welcome my in-laws every year. It's really nice. It's a good time we have
that with them. That is amazing. I will tell you, I will be spending Yom Kippur up by Destinations, of course, up in Honors Haven. I will also be going back for Sukkot, the first days at least right now, which is still available, Destinations, Kosher Tours, up in Sukkot. But I don't know if I told you, but you asked me to reach out to Meal Mart for some briskets and some ribs, you and a few other friends.
Correct.
We might be getting that in this week for you.
Oh, wow.
So what are you going to be making with all this stuff you're going to be ordering?
I think I mentioned this to you a few times over the years.
I never pay attention to
but you. But my shul, what I do is...
oh, right, the shul that you've been in your house, correct. The shul, yeah. Yes, so you have mentioned this to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I cook roughly 60 pounds more, 75, 80 pounds of brisket for the shul for Simchas Torah. And so with the Simchas Torah Kiddush and everything, we enjoy
so brisket. So you're actually cooking... You're catering to Simchas Torah Suda for the shul.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make the hors d'oeuvres, you know, but short of that, yeah.
So is that why Dovi left you?
I'm still struggling to find out why.
You cook all these great, if the food is so good, why did Dovi actually leave Marine Park? I'm kind of...
He does send emissaries.
He sends emissaries
to let him know how the food is, yeah.
Okay, fine. As long as he knows how the food is, keeping up with everything, we're cool with that.
Yeah.
We are cool with that. All right, Gavald, let me tell you something. But Sukkot is coming up. I think my family actually went shopping for all kinds of lamb items where we live in the Five Towns, and Veal, they're getting super, super excited. I really don't know what we're going to be having, but I know that the fridge and freezer in the garage, that we clean the garage, so I can finally see where it is legitimately fully stocked. Like fully stocked. It's kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Kind of
especially
looking
going away for the Chagim.
Well, going away for the first days. My kids want to stay home now. It's kind of going to be a very interesting.
I will say that it's something of like, it's really nice to be home for Simchat Torah, for Simchat Torah. It's really nice
to be home for Simchat
Torah. Your community, your shul, your rav.
It's funny you say, because I actually did forget.
Your friends.
My son actually wants to stay home because he was on NCSY call in the summertime, and he mentioned that Simchat Torah, which I only heard great things about, they have NCSY Hakafos at DRS in Woodmere, which is a high school in Woodmere, a part of the Halb system.
Oh, wow.
That he wants to go to. Rebbe's going and everything else, so if my son wants to be part of that, you know, ruchnius
sure.
and everything
that's
else,
awesome.
How can I take that away from him? So
is our friend Rev Marchak going
to
be there?
I honestly have no idea. I honestly had no idea about it. Jonathan mentioned to me on Shabbos, one of the reasons why he wants to stay home, I asked him. I have heard of it in the past, but I always thought that was only done by DRS. I didn't realize it's in conjunction with NCSY.
Very Cologne. Nice.
So I honestly never spoke to Ray Marchuk about it, never spoke to anybody from NCSY about it. I honestly have no idea. but if that's one of the reasons why, like, my daughter couldn't give me, well, three of my daughters, one
right,
three
yeah,
old,
yeah.
couldn't give me any real reasons why to stay home.
Right.
But when my son mentioned that...
Sukkah hopping.
Oh, you can follow. I think when I was
You
actually,
deprive your children of sukkah hopping.
When I was working at Pomegranate one year, we did we sponsored one of the sukkah hops in the shul.
Like
to my house. Yes. never again, man. I had the whole sukkah stacked with candies and goodies and everything else.
Yeah.
There was like a whirlwind tornado that came in, gone afterwards. I couldn't even believe that. The sukkah was almost gone also. I was like, okay, we're never doing this again. This year
you're going to swap out of the pomegranate stuff for kosher guru swag.
Ah, so no one can eat anything. It'll just be swag and everything. All the bags are carrying around
and
everything. One thing we do on Simchas Torah, and hopefully that we don't go too crazy with, but one thing that we also do of Yontif time is enjoy beautiful wines.
Yes.
Enjoying beautiful wines. Have you ordered any wines yet?
Not yet.
I'm going to order wines, but I'm not going to order wines. I'm going to order wines from kosherwine.com. I'm going to use the link that everyone else should use on our website. If you go to www.thekosherguru.com, you can click on one of the banner ads, which will take you right to the site, or go into the article that there's a super code for everybody. The code is Kosher Guru, and if you use that code through our link when ordering wines for Yontif, for the Chag, you get $15 off your order of $200 or more.
Wow.
And there's great sales. They have amazing wines, great sales.
This is on top of the sales.
Israel. This is on top of the
this
sales.
This is on top of the sales.
Correct. You still get the $15 off if you spend $200 or more.
Wow. Which speaking of wines, which wines do you enjoy?
I enjoy a lot of wines.
Like from any region particularly?
I like to support Israel, so I do enjoy a
Same
lot of
here.
Israeli wines. I enjoy the Yatirs.
Yeah.
I think Yatirs are a great winery, and they put out great wines. I enjoy some of the Tepperberg ones. Since I don't have it in front of me, I can't tell you which ones. The Shilo wines are very, very good.
Yes.
The Shilo wines are delicious.
Can't
I want to go back a second
Amichai.
To, of course, I want to go back to the Yatir wines. About a year and a half ago, or maybe a year ago, I had a rosé from them, which I thought was one of the best rosés I ever had. But yeah, a lot of wines out of Israel, like some of the smaller wineries, they have on kosherwine.com, they have a, what's called garage wines, which are like small batches of wines from Israel.
Really?
Something very, very interesting to look into.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Cause when I go to the wine store, especially with all the hatred towards Eretz Yisrael going on right now with BDS and all that stuff in Europe, they have to label it. I look specifically for wines from the Shtachim.
But Oy Gevalt, why are you going to the wine store? We have kosherwine.com. We have the link and everything.
Was going to the wine store.
Was with the wine store. But one of the wine stores that I do enjoy in Brooklyn, it's right over here. Where is it located again?
Coney Island.
Yes, yes, on Coney Island Avenue. I forgot the name of it.
Coney, next to Bagel Hall.
It's right next to Bagel Hall?
Yeah, it's right. It's, I think, like three stores off the corner. So, you know, we're right off of Avenue K. So if you're going...
Midwood Wine and Liquors, that's what
correct.
It is. Midwood Wine and Liquors, which is actually located on 1433 Coney Island Avenue.
Bagel Hole, I'm sorry, I'm a fat guy. Bagel Hole is my landmark.
They actually had some great deals this week. They had a Seagull's Unfiltered Cabernet Sauvignon on sale for $69, usually $90. That's like a lot of money off.
It's a good bottle.
The Herzog Alexander Valley on sale, the Herzog Variations 5, that's one of my... I like them from California, of course. And then, of course, for the people that need a little rosé and a little flavor, they had the Bartini Moscato Rosé on sale, which is usually $70. They have a Moscato
Rosé?
Yeah, I've never tried it. Maybe we should go pick one up.
Oh, I will be picking that up. Not for myself, obviously.
Not for obviously. My guess. Obviously. My guess. Midwood Wine and Liquor is one of my go-to places in Brooklyn for delicious wines and a great selection, and they're very, very helpful.
Yeah, so I've heard.
So I've heard as well. You know what? We're going to be right back after a brief moment. Hear a word from our sponsors.
Quicksilver Capital, providing innovative financing solutions that help small businesses grow and thrive. Quicksilver Capital provides a full line of innovative financing solutions that help small and medium-sized businesses in the United States grow and thrive. An alternative to traditional bank loans, which are often difficult to secure, Quicksilver Capital provides fast access to working capital at competitive rates with easy, convenient repayment programs. Quicksilver Capital experts have more than 30 years of experience in financing, sales, and merchant services. Founded in 2016, Quicksilver Capital is a privately held company based in New York. To find out how they can help your business grow today, please call them at 888-991-3131 and ask for Ken Marshall, or visit them at quicksilvercap.com.
And we're back. Thank you so much, as always, to our show sponsors, because the show sponsors make this show happen. If you want to become a sponsor, like so many have already, and help keep this show going week to week, please email guru@thekosherguru.com or email Talkline Communications Zev Brenner directly, and you can be and have the honor of being a sponsor on our show as well. Let me tell you something. I don't know about you, but I'm not the biggest sports fanatic, meaning I don't know all the players' names and the statistics and everything else.
But there are two teams you know, and they both have the same name.
Yes, but I enjoy going to games. I enjoy going to football games. I enjoy going to baseball games. And I enjoy going to basketball and hockey games. And this season, but I also love eating at the stadiums. Obviously. When I go.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? And this season, there's a big change up in New York City going down.
New general manager?
I have no idea what even that means. Are you talking about Akosha Guru? Are you leaving or something? Are you replacing yourself with somebody else?
You need a big contract? You need big changes going down.
Big changes. In the kosher food scene, when I used to go to Barclays, I couldn't care less who was playing, unless, of course, it was the Winnipeg Jets playing the Islanders.
There you go.
But I used to get that food. You said, like, that all-you-can-eat access food, sure, everything, the sweet level. Abigail's is out.
Oh, boy.
At Barclays. Out, gone, finito, finished.
Oh, boy.
But Abigail's is in at MSG.
Oh, wow.
Insane, crazy. Carlos and Gabby's was the food stand at MSG. They're out.
Oh, wow.
And Abigail's is in.
Wow, that's... No. I guess it's closer to home
for... I guess it is closer to home for Jeff. I don't know if you remember even the last time when you were at Abigail's. I know when I last time I was at Abigail's, I went with two friends after actually a Scotch event that my friend Yoni Miller invited me to. We went out to go eat over there, walked over, and it was very very nice meal, very good meal. Haven't been there recently. Got to go check it out since they did the whole outside and everything.
Yeah, sure.
But now there's food at MSG. Yeah. And then you say, hey... what's at Barclays? Well, they had a little David K. Deli on that first floor where they actually had some good, you know, pastrami sandwiches and other things.
Right.
Ooh, like, speaking of it, I'm getting kind of hungry. Maybe I should hit up Essen for dinner tonight, but I'm not even sure what I'm in the mood for yet.
Have you had the Grand Coney at Essen? David and I had it.
The Grand... What is the Grand... Okay. So, listen, before we get to the Grand Coney at Essen, when you went out to it...
I'm not completely off track.
So, Carlson Gambis is out at Kosher at MSG. Abigail's is out at Barclays, but in at MSG, if you're following all this. And Gray's, that's owned by Carlson Gambis' owner... from Cedarhurst, is in at Barclays.
Oh, wow.
Did you follow me with all this? Did you get this?
I got that, kind of. I can follow it, because we're...
Gray's is in at Barclays.
And Abigail's
is out at Barclays, but in at MSG. Yeah. And Carlson Gabbage is out at MSG.
Wow.
Okay, so let's go back to this Grand Coney you're telling me about.
Yes, the Grand Coney.
What is the Grand Coney? And maybe I should go get it.
Yes, you absolutely should go get it.
I'm kind of hungry right now.
Yeah, so...
I actually went to the gym today. I've been eating very healthy today.
Yeah, so you shouldn't want to get this today.
Oh,
then.
Okay, fine.
It's basically... I went with David. Right. And looking through the menu, you know, we always get the Chinese. Every time we go to Essen, we always get the Chinese because that's like the sleeper. Like, people don't know that the Chinese food at Essen is top notch. Like really, 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 really good.
It really is, by the way. Yeah. Like legit very, very good.
So the Grand Coney is basically this knish. It's a potato knish that's cut in half with brisket and gravy.
That sounds like ridiculous. Redonkulous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like redonkulous.
Yeah, it's absolutely like next level, that stuff. So yeah, if you're going to be going to Essen, besides for sending regards to Yitz because he's really nice and he'll absolutely say hi.
So I guess you're not joining me tonight for dinner.
Oh, I'm talking about in general and by listening.
Oh, okay, fine.
I'm not going to turn down the Grand Coney, my man.
The Grand Coney. I actually might be in the mood for that. I don't know what you're doing tonight, but I got to get some dinner.
Yeah.
After we go shoot a little video over there. But that's, you know, what's being said.
So if we
don't
get chased out of the neighborhood we're going to be going to shoot the video.
Let's just do a little Instagram post right now. We're on filming the podcast over here in Brooklyn. Yep. Yeah, we don't want to get kicked out of anywhere, but let's not tell everybody what we're doing yet because we haven't dropped the video. Although this will air once the video is already out.
Yeah.
But let's not try and...
We have to send this off to the editor, you know, to edit the video as soon as we shoot the video. That way we can have it out as soon as possible. So good luck to the editor of the video.
Good luck to the editor of the video. Yeah, I don't know who that's going to be right now because the new general manager is down here. I'm sure you know that I've been traveling a lot.
Yes.
Been going to Florida a lot, you know, been in Toronto, love Toronto. The restaurants love Kosher Guru Toronto.
Love.
Did you know that?
Yes.
The restaurants love Kosher Guru.
Torontonians
love Kosher Guru.
Correct.
It's amazing. Correct. And amazing.
I have people messaging me because we put out little feelers, like little like teasers of like, you know, that we're coming. And people are like, oh, when are you coming? When are you coming? Oh, I'm so excited. Hit me up. You know, we were going to which restaurants. There's a groundswell of support for the Kosher Guru.
There is, and we got to get back to Toronto.
Yeah.
Been up to Boston, Cape Cod, all over New Jersey, of course. But we live in New York, so New Jersey's our neighbor.
Absolutely.
Out to Chicago, going to be going to Dallas soon, California. But Atlanta, there's kosher news in the ATL. If you're flying, especially Delta, I fly Delta. I have a lot of connections in Atlanta. Fuego Mundo, which is like the restaurant that everyone talks about in Atlanta. They're not too many. But in Atlanta, they now provide fresh kosher grab-and-goes at Hartsfield Jackson, which is like the largest and business airport in like the world or something. And they are providing fresh kosher grab-and-goes for the first time ever. There's kosher food at the airport.
I believe Delta's out of that airport.
That's what I said, Delta. And I fly Delta all the time.
Yeah, nice.
Always, always nice. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's... It's great. It really, really is. It's very, very, it's very, very good and very, very great. And we have amazing, amazing food now to be had in Atlanta, Georgia.
Very
Who would have thought Atlanta, Georgia?
I would have thought it. I didn't know that they didn't have, but I guess now that they have, so that's fantastic news.
It is fantastic news. And you know what? It is what it is. Next time you're flying into Atlanta, Georgia, to the ATL. Make sure to check out Fuego Mundo at the Atlanta airport.
Can I make a suggestion for anybody doing kaparas?
Yes.
Or selling like the kaparas things?
Yes.
Ponchos. Rain ponchos. Like it's like an add-on feature. Like if you want to wear like a rain poncho. Because like, you know, you've seen videos and pictures of people who have gotten tagged by the chickens.
That is disgusting when people get tagged by the chickens.
Correct. So
that is legitimately disgusting.
I would make a suggestion.
Yeah, it's legitimately disgusting. And making a suggestion, ponchos.
Yeah, they should like, you know, 50 cents, whatever it is. Just like a little. I think they're probably making enough. I don't know. Listen, I don't know the costs. You know, the P&L of selling these kaparas chickens.
Of selling kaparas chickens, the P&L.
But I'm sure, you know, if they, you know, floated an add-on of 50 cents for a poncho, I think that would be a good add-on, which many people go for.
Yeah. It's a little crazy. But with that being said, we had some new restaurants actually open up over here in the five towns where I live, and I got to try one out the other week. After some past experiences, I don't like to go to new restaurants like when they first open, which we'll go back because I'm happy we went back to another one. But I went to try out West Wing.
And I was there before you.
You were there before me.
Yes.
What did you think of it?
I liked it. I liked that the wings weren't the typical wings.
By the way, the wings were very good.
They were very good.
I'm not a big wing guy, but I liked the wings.
Like a tempura batter. Like the wings weren't like the traditional batter. They were more of like a fluffy batter to them. I was there with our friend Shlomo.
Shlomo Klein.
That is correct.
Ah, Shlomo Klein. Very nice.
And I was there with our friend David.
David who?
David the CEO.
Oh, David Mossberg, of course.
And I was there with two of our Chabad friends who I completely forgot their names. So I apologize if you're listening.
They're Chabadniks. It's all good. They understand.
Yeah. They're really, really nice guys.
I'm sure they are.
I believe one of them sent you regards, but I forgot his name, so there went that.
So I never got the regards back. Correct. Oh, well. But no, I was actually very impressed. I was there the other night. I have to go back to try their burgers and to try their main courses. But I was there the other night and really, really, like, legitimately enjoyed all the appetizers. This lamb arroyos is called, lamb and a pita, like a lamb kebab. Oh, wow. Was delicious. The corn dog, the lamb corn dog was delicious.
Lamb corn dog?
Yeah, I believe it was a lamb corn dog. It was some social home. It was really
very
good.
Very cool.
They were out of this tongue dish. I got to go back and try it. But honestly, service was great. Place is nice and clean. Everyone was very friendly. I'm going back. It's definitely a win-win.
I'm not a Five Towns guy, so friends coming. You know, it was happening.
By the way, more news on the Five Towns. Mike's Burgers, that unfortunately had a fire like 2 months ago, whenever it was, and closed down.
Really nice guy.
Really nice guy. Good burgers, good food, is moving.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the GOAT is no longer, and Mike took over the GOAT in that location to move Mike's Burgers from where it was on Central Avenue, which was a much smaller location, to a much bigger location on Central Avenue in the premises of the GOAT.
Wow, so that means that Mike is now the greatest of all time?
I never thought of it like that. Yes, he is, I guess.
Mike trumps the greatest of all times. So that would make Mike's the greatest of all times. Now, my question is, will he be assuming that the beer license that they have?
I would assume, you know what, I don't want to say, I don't know.
We haven't heard much
news of what's going to be coming out of it and everything, just because there's going to be lots of changes. Going to be turned down. I was passing by the other night, saw them packing up boxes and changing things around. Maybe Mike was unloading his stuff from his restaurant. Sure. I don't know exactly what was going down because I was just driving by because I live in the area and I didn't want to stop and, you know, bother anybody, maybe I will in the future. But I didn't want to write then and there.
That'd be very interesting.
But there's going to be a lot of things happening at the GOAT now that Mike is going to be there. Mike's was a fast food type of, you know, you order something being made. Now he's got a real kitchen where it's like behind the scenes. So how will he handle and how will he restructure the store, or will he, because so many people love his fast food takeout and that store is more of like a sit down restaurant style.
He was a great operator in that location, so I presume that he's going to, you know, be able to handle it, but you know, we shall see, and we wish him much hatzlacha.
I wish him much hatzlacha and bracha. I have no idea. I hope everything will be amazing.
Yep.
And I wish him that. Speaking of you know, West Wing, and I waited a little bit before I tried it out. I'm so glad that we were in the city the other week. We went back to Bora Bora to try it out.
That is correct.
I didn't have the best experience the first time. I'm happy I went back. The owner, Daniel, is a mensch. Really knows his stuff.
Very nice guy.
Very, very nice guy. And had a great meal.
Correct.
You tell him.
It was a fantastic meal. He gave us the history about the food, the pronunciations of the food, the origin.
That fried rice dish with the marrow bone? The oxtail fried rice. Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That was super good. And the drinks.
The drinks were amazing. The flamey drink. Yes. Also, we're talking about traveling. Just to go real back. So I got to go back to Bora Bora. Talking about traveling, I was just in South Florida. Prince Distributors brought me down for the grand reopening of the Winn-Dixie in Aventura because they just redid the entire kosher section. My good boy Benji Silverstein brought me down. They have an awesome wine selection, an awesome bakery kosher, an awesome takeout deli kosher, an awesome this whole area, like soup station.
Oh, I love bakery kosher.
Like bakery kosher. It's like you're going into like a non-kosher supermarket, and all the amenities that they have it now for kosher.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And I was super, super impressed.
Now, that's fantastic. I love that experience of when you go to the supermarket and you're like, you know, you're just shopping and it's like you're in Israel. You know, everything is kosher. You know, I mean, obviously not everything in Winn-Dixie is kosher, but you can go to
this whole area, there's a whole area. They have a butcher, a meat department. It was everything.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. So you know what? We had an amazing podcast tonight. We talked about so many things, so many happenings and everything else. And I'm truly, truly blessed to be in your bunker, Yossi.
Oh, thank you. You're always welcome. Well, not
in your bunker, but, you know, in your bunker.
Well, thank you. You're always welcome in my bunker.
I've been told that many times, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know, the invitation still stands.
Anyway, I will leave it at that. That, everybody, is our show for this week. I thank everyone for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Nosh with your host, Team Kosher Guru, wishing everybody a Shana Tova, a good Gebenshior, a Chag Sameach, a Moedim L'Simcha, a good Shabbos, and everything else. Everybody, rock on, peace out, peace. Enjoy.